Okay, Coach, you get the weekend sweep over Bemidji and Crookston. How does it feel to get two wins as you now head into the postseason in the NSIC tournament?
Yeah, I mean, this is just the highs and lows of a basketball season, right? But this is certainly a high for us, coming off a big weekend like that and just playing very well, playing our best basketball, and to have our upperclassmen just really stepping up and just on a mission not to see our season end. So it was a really fun weekend. But of course on to the next one, and we'll start thinking about Morehead.
You were down 16 at the half to Crookston, and you really controlled most of the game with Bemidji, but what flipped that switch in the second half there with Crookston that you made the comeback and got the win?
I think we made the comeback in the second quarter, didn't we? A little bit, but
a little, yes, yeah, yes.
Yeah, we had noticed that they hadn't been playing many people. I think she made a decision to kind of go with the people she trusted the most, and she didn't sub a ton. And so with that, like, we kind of figured that they were going to run out of gas a little bit. I think that kind of happened a little, and then we just kind of found our groove as well. I don't think that they subbed in the first quarter the entire time. And they were hitting shots, and they were just the type of shots. And that's where in our timeouts, we just were talking about, you know, I can always see the type of shots that we get frustrated if we give up, and those weren't them. So we're like, you know, these aren't the shots that we get stressed about. So I just don't see a team being able to hold it together and keep hitting shots like that throughout the entire game. And if they do, hats off to them. That's going to be really tough to beat a team that's going to hit 15-foot floaters. And there were some threes early. I felt like we could have contested better. We kind of short closed a little bit, but for the most part, it just felt like they were just not missing for such an extended period of time. And then you just kind of waited for the tides to come back to even. So.
Mm-hmm. You kind of alluded to it in your first response, but coaches always love to say we want to be playing our best ball come March, come tournament time. You're 5-2 in February. It's one of, if not the best stretch of the season that you guys have been on. Do you feel as though you are playing your best basketball of the season, or do you think there's even another level that you can get to in hopes of getting the win in the NSIC tournament?
Yeah. So I think this is where there was a little bit of anxiousness a few weeks ago, maybe, when it felt like, okay, a season's going on, and it just doesn't feel like we've put things together the way that I think you need to. You have to see growth throughout a season. Otherwise, to me, that's, you know, I don't want to say failure, but that's kind of the measuring stick that I use is, are we getting better? And getting a little anxious there in that middle stretch. But yes, I'm so proud of our players. And yes, we are getting better, and there's been significant growth, and we are playing really, really good basketball. Of course there is. I mean, there's a couple things already for practice today that I'm like, okay. We added a couple things to the list this weekend that we still got to check some more boxes, but I think we're nearing it. We're definitely really confident on both sides of the floor now, instead of just the defense and
rebounding, of course, is one you always touch on as well. But for the game Wednesday night, Morehead in round one, you lost to the Dragons earlier this season, 75-62. Maddie didn't really play in that game. Maddie Shimmons, I think she only got 4 minutes, if I looked at that correctly.
Yeah.
I assume you've looked at the tape briefly at the very least here. What did you notice in that game the first time around that you already know you want to do differently Wednesday night?
Yeah. Well, that was honestly, it's a goofy one to watch. I remember watching it after we played. And kind of going back to it and just like, wow, like, I mean, we were right with them toe to toe for so long. It really was a much better basketball game than the score at the end shows. You nailed it. Maddie Shimmons had just come back from her injury, and that was her first night back. And I know she was frustrated with the minutes that she got that night, but just wasn't quite ready. And I'm kind of watching the film back, and it's like, yeah, that's not the way that she plays. And so just knowing that we have her round two this time around, because we are a better basketball team with her on the floor. I mean, there's no question. We just get better shots. She's got such a great vocal leadership out there on the floor, and things just flow and move, and She runs the show, which is so nice. I don't think this weekend I called many plays at all, and I'd prefer that. I've got my sheet over there constantly trying to think of, you know, what kind of action can we get going? But Maddie is so high IQ and just knows how to put people in the right places constantly. So definitely excited to have her back. But yeah, it's just, I looked at the film again this morning, and it's just, there wasn't major holes except for they went on a flurry of threes at one point. And there were little things that were like, why did that happen? That shouldn't happen. So it just at least looked controllable in my eyes. So we'll definitely take a look at that film and make sure that we don't make those mistakes again. But Morehead and us, we're always a great matchup for each other. So it'll be a fun game.
Speaking with Winona State women's basketball head coach Anna Wirtz, I think dating back to 2010, it's like a 9-10 record that you guys have. It's very dead even. So that should be a lot of fun. What things offensively can you take away from this past weekend where it seemed like you guys really had it rolling that you can take into practice today, tomorrow, and hopefully Wednesday night as well?
Yeah, I mean, I just love the fact that we knew how to play the game. I didn't feel I had taken a little bit of control back from the middle of the season once I was like, all right, I guess, what do I got to do here? And all I can do is try to control what I can control. So I was calling more plays and slowing things down a little bit more than I really want to. And this weekend, they just showed me that, I mean, there was times that they called better plays than I could have, or they called better actions than I really had thought of. I mean, they were just noticing, you know, what people were throwing at them and making the right decisions and reads. And I think that's what I was most proud of, is just, I mean, Morehead's going to defend the way that they have for years. So we kind of know that style of defense, and you just got to take what they give you. And sometimes we're better than others at doing that. And this weekend we were great. So that would be nice if we can do that again.
What are some of the, you know, advantages, disadvantages of this quick turnaround where you only get a 3-day break until you're back in action? And then on top of that, it's the conference tournament. You know, everyone knows one another. They've got experience playing one another most of the time. And what's the sort of philosophy you have as a coach there when you're dealing with all those sort of added on side stories of one matchup?
Yeah, honestly, didn't really think too much about it. You're just excited for the next game, and let's get the bus. We obviously hadn't planned on getting the bus or hotels, so just getting all that taken care of. Our players are excited for another road trip together. I mean, just another weekend together. Our team loves to spend time together. There's no doubt about it. So it's just another opportunity to do that. And not much, because usually in 1 week you're preparing for two games. So it feels like we have just as much time as we normally do. We usually take a couple days for each team and prepare. So we'll take Monday, Tuesday to prepare and play the game Wednesday. So it just comes a little quicker where we get to do that test.
What's the message you've got that you're feeding your team for Wednesday night? Are you leaning into the underdog sort of aspect of it, or is it another day in the office?
Yeah, I know. I think just another day in the office. I don't think going underdog, I don't think we've felt that way the whole year. We've just been waiting for things to start clicking. And the way that we played this weekend, I think that it's going to be a really, really good matchup and a tough battle. And we're excited for it.